Pam Williams has been teaching in the Appling County schools in South Georgia for 23 years. For many of those years, it took her weeks to dig through paper files to find student information. Now she says it takes her minutes.
I'm able to access anything from attendance data to demographics about the student, if the student has moved during his or her tenure at our school or within our district. I'm able to access previous test data to see if maybe this is a child that struggles with testing.
All of that information is part of a statewide longitudinal data system now available to teachers. The system was mostly funded by the state's federal Race to the Top education grant, so it's free to school districts. Bob Swigum, the Georgia Department of Education's chief information officer, says in addition to saving time, the system helps teachers help students.
Teachers are so much better prepared to deal with the kids and their needs and then actually spend the time teaching as opposed to spending the time trying to figure out, well, what do I have?
Districts such as the Atlanta Public Schools have used the system more broadly. Speaking on a panel in May, APS Research Director Ruby Sullivan said Atlanta uses the data to address graduation rates.
Just knowing that number doesn't give us action. Now we're able to identify which schools, given the population of kids coming in being similar, are actually doing work that's better than predicted on both graduation rate and college-going rates.
Swigum of the Education Department says state officials built the system based on teacher input. He says they'll add more components as teachers request them. Martha Dalton, WABE News.